This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, today we sit down and chat with red carpet reporter Miss Taylor Ferber. When she first slid into my DM, she said, "I got hit on by Tom Girardi twice, and I've bonded and hung out with Erica over older men." You know, listen, people slip into our DMs all the time with a story that they know this one or that one. Lately, it's all about Erica. And I'm like, listen, we're just not that show. We're not going to speak to every single person that's run into Erica's grandmother's sister's mother's brother. Then I realized Taylor was a red carpet reporter who has interviewed a lot of the housewives, such as myself. And I'm like, wouldn't this be fun if we compared notes? And we also talk about like actual A-list celebrities. Am I being shady that she's interviewed? You know, she's hated by some. I'm hated by some. So we kind of break down the fourth wall and compare like who we've interviewed and who was naughty and who was nice. But, you know, I also want to hear about the fact that she was hit on twice by Tom Girardi and, you know, how she's bonded with older men over Erica. We compare interviews of a lot of people, Kyle, Garcelle, et cetera, et cetera. So head on over to Patreon. We break it all down today with Taylor Ferber. She also has a great podcast, Cancel Me, Baby. We talk about cancel culture, the people that dislike her that she's interviewed. You know, I talk about some of the people that probably aren't so thrilled with me that I've interviewed. And here are some little excerpts from that. So check out these excerpts and head on over. Of course, we talk also about Kathy Hilton. She's met Kathy Hilton, Kim, Paris, Kris Jenner. Hope you guys like it. When you slipped into my DMs and you said, because listen, here's the thing. People, yeah, I'm going to put you on blast here, Taylor.
No, it happened.
Here's the thing. People do slip into my DMs all the time. And they're like, you know, I used to do this. I used to do that. And I'm like, listen, that's just not this particular podcast. Like, I particularly don't need to speak to someone that, you know, someone the other day was like, I used to be R. Kelly's assistant. And I'm like, okay, well, that is interesting. But like, we just can't speak to everybody here. This is behind the velvet rope. However, then when I started looking into you, I'm like, oh, she was a red carpet reporter. Okay, now I have some, now you've earned your place here behind the velvet rope.
She's got the street cred.
You got the street cred. And like, no, it's true though. People slip in all the time and they're like this and that. And my best friend's sister's mother, like once ran into Erica at a supermarket. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
that's fine. It's just not us.
Lo and behold, who does it involve, David, but the Chrissy Teigen? Okay. So I was a writer at VH1. And because that is what I do, I go against the norm. I call it for what it is. I wrote a piece and I called out Chrissy Teigen's bullying. So she came after me in a public way on Twitter. My company sided with her. So out of principle, I walked away because yet again, don't tell me, you know, what I can or can't say. So that really, you know, put me on the red carpet. I started freelancing for Us Weekly and all these different magazines. And I realized nothing was fulfilling. Like I wasn't happy doing the, you know, how did you lose your baby weight? You know, tell me about working with so-and-so. Bored as hell. So what I did was I didn't have a fancy camera crew and a cubed mic. So I had a selfie stick, me and my selfie stick. I'd go out on red carpet. So not only was it this unconventional out of the box, people were like, what is this? But I would also ask celebrities really you know, provocative questions, and not only the questions, but the whole interactions. I mean, things you would never get away with now, you know, Michael Douglas grabbing my nose, Cuba Gooding Jr., his arm around me, Brooklyn Decker, we're grabbing each other's boobs, you know, Danny DeVito is like, look at, I'm at your boob. My eye level's at your boob, you know? So.
Okay. So go way back. So when you wrote this Chrissy Teigen piece at VH1, that was before it came out about like Courtney Stodden or anything like that, that she was bullying. You just saw something else that she bullied someone?
Yes. I actually had called her out for bullying random people on the internet. Random people. I'm like, girl,
you got a mansion.
You got a famous husband. I think you got better things to do. But in my piece, I called it hypocritical because she was saying she was getting bullied and in turn was calling random people on the internet. It was like, I would ask about monogamy with Garcelle before she was a housewife. I asked her about, you know, female orgasm. So it was all that, but I would also ask them, you know, with mental health, why do we make it a women's issue? Why don't we talk about it with men? Or, you know, I would always just try to go deeper and pull out something more. So the topics definitely varied, but.
When did you meet Garcelle?
Oh God. When didn't I meet Garcelle? She lived in my neighborhood. So I would see her, you know, all around, and she joked about it with other red carpet reporters, but Garcelle was that person who would like show up to every red carpet just to talk and be seen and be there. And I wasn't even mad at it because.
What about Kyle? I know you met Kyle a bunch of times on the carpet.
I have a carpet interview with her talking about how she keeps her sex life with Mauricio hot. You know, Kathy is now like the fan favorite.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes. It totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
I was at an event for Rachel Zoe, a winter line or something she was promoting. Kyle was there with her daughter, Farah. So I was talking to them about how cute it was that they were always together. I said, it reminds me of me and my mom and we're on different coasts. So I'm jealous of you guys always hanging out. Kathy was there and Paris is there, all these people. Kathy, true to her Beverly Hills persona, starts taking photos of me and other reporters. She's like, you girls are so pretty. Can I take photo on her personal cell phone? So I'm like, I'm somewhere in the iCloud of Kathy Hilton's abyss. Like,
she yeah, was so- she not like with her. She just was like aiming the camera at you taking pictures.
No, yeah, no, she's not in the photo. Just like, I just want to capture this moment again. Like, is she Aunt Kathy to all of us? I mean, maybe.
I yeah, just don't understand how, like, how can you be involved in Housewives and come out completely, completely unscathed? She said on Kelly Clarkson recently that she's game for season two if they invite her back. I'm like, okay, sweetie, they are inviting you back. Let me tell you that one. If she's going to be unscathed again, I bet you. It's just like, you don't go there. Who is going to, if they're afraid of Erica, who is going to go there with, I mean, first of all, Dorit fucking has her whole head so far up Kathy's ass.
And her neck and her shoulders.
Dorit kisses her ass. But like, I mean, Kathy, I love, because it's like, that is what people with money, that's how it is. They never talk about money. You realize they have money when you just observe these little things from the side, right? Like, Kathy's not talking about her butler and her staff. She's just saying, come over for a night. And then you're like, wait a second, there's a staff of like 30 people that work here on a full-time basis. Or like, wait, I left my bag there, someone needs to bring it. It's like, it's the little thing. That's how you, right. So it's like, Kathy is so authentic. It's like, she is.
You know what's interesting though, David, is how you talk about her coming out unscathed. It makes me wonder if she, because she sort of has this like kooky persona, you know, like she falls asleep when they're doing a sound bath. They're all going to do this activity. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go get a massage. Like, she's on her own planet. But part of me wonders, is she smarter and more calculating when it comes to media than she's letting on? Because I've met Paris multiple times. And, you know, now she comes out and says, you know, my whole simple life, ditzy girl, that was all media play. You know, that was calculated. That was a persona. And every time I've met Paris, she is very smart. She's a smart businesswoman. And it makes me wonder, does the apple not fall far? Are these women, you know, smarter than they let on, you know?
Oh, we get into it much more. So head on over to our Patreon and check out this talk. We talk more about Taylor's interaction with Kathy, and we break down everything about Erica, Tom, all her run-ins with them. So head on over to Patreon and check out this.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.